Well, today is Christ the King Day. And yet the first line of our gospel reading was, when they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals. This is not what we would consider a typical treatment of royalty, but our Lord is not a typical king. Roman crucifixion was designed to strip a person of honor and basic human dignity. As a public spectacle, it permitted all who participated opportunities to abuse those being crucified. For the Roman Empire, crucifixion was the ultimate punishment reserved for the most contemptible offenders. God allowed his innocent son to die the death of a despicable criminal. Jesus willingly went to that death. Why? Why would God do that? It comes from his pure desire to save us from a hellish, painful life and to give us the opportunity to be fully alive, surrounded by his love. This is God's passionate love for his creation and for us. The love and grace of God displayed in Christ exceeds human imagination. His willingness to suffer for our sins defies our human logic. The only explanation is that he is Christ, the King. As Paul stated in our second reading from his letter to the Colossians, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. All things have been created through him and for him. Through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through the blood of his cross. While on his cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." For whom was Jesus praying? The soldiers who mocked him and brutally beat him? The Jewish leaders who plotted against him, mocking Christ as he was dying? Is Jesus asking for forgiveness for the crowd who shouted, "Crucify him"? What of Judas, who betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, or the disciples who deserted him? Even one of the criminals was deriding Jesus from his own cross. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Yes, Jesus was praying for all of them, but could it be that Jesus is also praying for us? We too are responsible for Christ's crucifixion. Yes, our sins put God on a cross. And yes, it is also for our forgiveness that Jesus is praying to his Father. Jesus has the power of God. He could have come down from that cross if he had chosen to do so. It is for our salvation that Jesus chose to stay on the cross. And now we have choices to make. Will we receive Christ's love? Will we allow his love to flow through us, offering love to others? Will we receive Christ's forgiveness, letting go of our guilt and the condemnation that sin always brings? Will we offer forgiveness to others? Will we accept God's mercy and grace? And yes, will we then give mercy and grace to others, offering them a release from guilt and shame? Will we let go of the pain and the hatred that poisons us when we choose to be unloving and unforgiving? These are choices we must make, and these choices will decide how we will live the life that God has given us. Will we hold on to hate and unforgiveness, adding bitterness to our lives? Do we offer love, grace, and forgiveness, finding the promised peace of God which surpasses all understanding? Forgiveness. Have you ever asked God, "Are there not some things that are just so heinous for which there should never be a pardon?" I have. Isn't there such a thing as righteous hate that we must hold on to those things and people who commit evil acts so that we can stop them and punish them? God's answer is found throughout your Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, we see the horrendous evil committed by man over and over again. But for every evil we commit, God offers forgiveness. Today's gospel reading is the ultimate proof that God can and will indeed forgive all sin. We tortured and killed his son, but God, through Christ, used that evil event to redeem us. God's unlimited love for all of his creation, including us, gives him the power to forgive and redeem what is lost. One of the criminals hanging on a cross next to Jesus recognized Christ as God's Messiah and thus the true King. He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus responded in love, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." No one is beyond God's grace and mercy. No one has to be left outside of his love. God's love has the power to redeem and restore us. The passion of Christ's redeeming love is far greater than any and all of humanity's sin. Jesus is our redemption. Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is our hope, and Jesus is our King of Kings. Christ the King did not come to condemn the world. He came to reign in mercy, grace, and love. I know that I have asked you many questions today. You need to seek out the answers as you open your heart to God. Do you want to live in paradise with the Lord? Ultimately, the choice is ours. Please pray with me. Gracious, loving Father, we thank you for your unfailing love and forgiveness, for redeeming and restoring us, for making us your children. We come to you today asking that your powerful Holy Spirit give us the strength we need to let go of any hatred and unforgiveness we harbor in our hearts. Please help us grow in your love that we may come to love all that you love. All this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.